Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. I usually begin preparing these programmes a month in advance, and right now England's in the grip of snow and ice and everything associated with it, so I'm determined that this programme won't have any references to the colour white. Instead, a usual mixture of electronic and theatre organ recordings, old and new. I'll also have a copy of the very latest release from Nicholas Martin, one of the most exciting releases I think he's done for a long while. And there'll also be another track from Nigel Ogden's 70th Hammond Anniversary CD, and new ones from Brett Wales and Don Thompson. But getting the show underway is the multi-talented organist Leroy Lewis, recorded many, many years ago at the Connolly's Motor Inn in Monroeville, which is east of Pittsburgh, and the tune is his own composition titled K Street Hop. K Street Hop, composed and played by the late Leroy Lewis. And I can't let this opportunity pass without telling you a true story. In January, I was searching eBay for a particular Leroy Lewis recording, which happens to be something of a rarity. There were a number of his recordings on offer, but not the one I wanted. However, one of his later recordings was up for grabs at the astronomical price of $1,000 plus postage. Well, converted into our currency, that equates to around £620. Not only that, the same seller had 1,493 other recordings of various artists, most of them falling into the festive music genre, and all of them, without exception, were on offer at $1,000 each. What planet is this guy on? I guess we'll never know, which, by the substitution of the first word, brings me neatly to this nice recording by Warren Lubish, playing You'll Never Know. Thank you. The unique LP going back to 1980 and recorded by a revolutionary process at that time, one that came with a warning that the frequency response of the bass notes was so low that you could actually damage your speaker system. It was released on the very finest quality vinyl, translucent blue in colour, and topped off with the title of Organism. And you'll never know how many times I practice saying that to get it absolutely right. After all, there might be children listening. Anyway, the tune was You'll Never Know. The artist was Warren Lubisch. The organ was the 3-manual 15-rank Wurlitzer in the Avenue Theatre in San Francisco. And if you want that LP title again, then I suggest you look it up on our tunes listing page, because I'm not going to chance it again. Now, another organist who recorded that same instrument was our old friend Don Thompson, but his latest release finds him seated at a much larger Wurlitzer installed in the Nethercott collection in Saint-Sylmar. Considered to be one of the most amazing collection of antique and classic automobiles, additionally, there's a fine collection of musical instruments, including some very rare pianos, one of which is playable from the organ, on which we hear Don Thompson play now two tunes, As Time Goes By and Days of Wine and Roses. Thank you. As Time Goes By and Days of Wine and Roses, both played there by Don Thompson and taken from his new release, albeit a reissued remastered one, of an original recording that he made back in 1989. All the 18 titles are from the world of the movies, the two you've just heard coming, of course, from the classic black and white film Casablanca, and the other one, of course, was the theme music from Days of Wine and Roses. Other tracks include the Gone with the Wind theme, Ebb Tide, Slaughter on 10th Avenue, Love Story, Charade, and the Warsaw Concerto. And you can find the complete listings on the MSS web pages.
For the best organ music on the internet, it has to be Organ First Radio.
Now, you can trust most television executives and producers to watch what programmes get the most ratings and then get together in an office and work out how they can capitalise on it. Hence, English television seems to now be awash with programmes about dancing. Dancing on Ice, So You Think You Can Dance, Teach Your Granny and Her Dog How to Dance. Is there no end to this Terpsichorean onslaught? Of course, one of the forerunners of the whole sequined bunch was Come Dancing. Reminding us of the programme signature tune is Stuart Day at the now vintage Yamaha E70. Theme music from the BBC television series Come Dancing, taken from one of two recordings that Stuart Day made, without benefit of any sequins I might add, in the days when he had his own music shop in the coastal resort of Scarborough. Never hear anything about him these days. Anyone know where he is? Well, taking us on a rail journey to the end of part one of Organ First Radio this month, here's Jonas Nordwall at the controls of the magnificent Wurlitzer that used to be in the Portland, Oregon Pizza and Pipes venue. For years, organists have imitated the sound of steam trains, but for my money, this is certainly the most accurate and exciting musical impression I've ever heard. Jonas Nordwall takes us aboard the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Thank you. This is Michael Waldridge. No matter which is your favourite organ music, pipes or electronics, then Organ First Radio is your best choice.
Driven by Jonas Nordwall, the Chattanooga Choo Choo comes in right on time. Talking of which, it's another track from the 75th Hammond Anniversary release that I promised last month. Nigel Ogden is the performer, so let's waste no more time and enjoy a track played on the Hammond Concorde model with a Leslie 815 cabinet. And here's one of those lively little pieces which the late Harold Smart used to compose. And this one he called the Swingle Jingle.
Thank you.
A Swingle Jingle, played there by Nigel Ogden, and the tune from the pen of the great Harold Smart. Hammond organ playing and styling at its best on this CD, and together with a very informative illustrated booklet, some of which is written by another Hammond organ legend, Keith Beckingham, this is certainly one CD that is worthy of a space in your collection. The title, once again, is Nigel Ogden Plays Hammond, and the number GRCD 131. GRCD 131. Whenever possible, I like to try and link together musical items, and so what better way than to turn back the clock to the days of the Italian-manufactured Galanti range of instruments to actually hear Harold Smart play. Lovely little tune there, When a Gypsy Makes His Violin Cry, played by Harold Smart on a Galanti organ from an LP that has been long ago deleted. Well, time now for the second of the new releases, and in doing so, it's in celebration of the 25 years that Nicholas Martin has spent giving concerts at the magnificent concert organ in the Kirk of Dunedin in Florida. In April of 1985, Nicholas was offered the chance by the organist curator Terry Charles to be the very first British organist to play a concert at the Kirk. Yours truly was there on the nights he appeared, and by chance I just happened to have a tape machine and a couple of good quality mics with me. Some of those tracks now form part of Nicholas Martin, 25 Years at the Kirk. Running in excess of 70 minutes, together with some tracks that were recorded at a later concert in 1989, I think these form one of the best recordings he's ever released. Yes, I would say that because over 40 minutes of the programme are taken from those tapes that I made and are being heard now for the very first time. However, the first extract is taken from the 1989 visit, and here's Nicholas to play Here's That Rainy Day and September in the Rain. Here's That Rainy Day and September in the Rain. And I promise you, we'll return for some more of that new release by Nicholas Martin later in the show today. Right now, I'd again like to link a couple of tracks which have a common denominator, commencing with one recorded by one of, if not the first, sound engineer to ever record a Wurlitzer pipe organ in stereo. Most enthusiasts will be familiar with early LPs made by Reginald Fort at the Musk Theatre in Richmond, Virginia, and the Fox Theatre in Detroit, to name but two. They were made by Emery Cook, and were released under his Cook Sounds of Our Times label. But there's one LP which is often overlooked, and that was the one he recorded of Bill Floyd, the resident at the time at the famous Paramount Theatre in New York. Once again, it's the beautiful sound of a Wurlitzer, and it's Duke Ellington's Blue Prelude. Duke Ellington's famous Blue Prelude, played on the former Paramount New York Wurlitzer, which to this day is still going strong, but installed now in the Century 2 complex in Wichita in Kansas. Organist Billy Knoll first played and recorded the organ when it was in the Paramount in 1953, and in 1975 became the organist in residence at Century 2, where the organ had now been removed to, and so he continued to play, concertise and record this beautiful instrument. Well, Billy was a one-off performer. He had a unique style and thought nothing of taking a simple nursery rhyme like Tom Tom the Piper's Son and reworking it for the organ. Billy Knoll playing Tom Tom the Piper's Son and the sound of the famed Jess Crawford designed Wurlitzer under the hands and feet of two contrasting organists in two equally contrasting locations. And before I return to the other promised track by Nicholas Martin, here's a quick message from Brett Wales.
Hi, this is Brett Wales and this is a track from my latest recording here on Organ First Radio.
Thank you.
Those Were the Days, just one of the 15 exciting tracks from the latest release by Brett Wales, a CD titled Eclipse, and described as a collection of timeless pieces of popular music from over six decades, and of course all played with his inimitable flair and panache. Well, apart from his trusty Versi Scala, Brett has also employed the use of a Tyrus 2 and a Korg PA-X Pro. As usual, just log on to our web pages for a full rundown of the tracks, and you'll also find some brief musical extracts that will help you make up your mind to buy a copy. Okay, with time running out, let's go back to 1985 and that very first concert by Nicholas Martin at the Kirk of Dunedin in Florida. It's no understatement to say that the American audiences, who had supported a whole number of concerts by visiting American organists prior to this one, had never heard or seen this huge organ played like this before. They often broke out into spontaneous applause, and in the intermission, the Kirk reception rooms were abuzz with exciting comments and enthusiastic chatter. Nicholas set out to wow them with an English style of playing that they'd never heard or seen before. Thank you. The theme from Gone with the Wind, Temptation Rag, and The Old Piano Rag. An occasion that I'll never forget, the 1985 debut concert by Nicholas Martin in the USA, the location being the Kirk of Dunedin in Florida, which is where he'll be playing once again this very month. Copies are available from Nicholas Martin at any of his concerts, or alternatively, they're on sale right now at MSS Studios. Okay, that's all we have time for yet again. Don't forget, if there's any artist or instrument you'd like to hear on the show, don't be afraid to drop me a line, because I'm pretty sure I'll be able to come up with it for you. Till next month then, this is yours truly, Alan Ashton, saying as ever, bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.